loading in 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Restaurant Coach Podcast. It's the cure for the common restaurant. Expert interviews, tools, and tips to get you the restaurant you know it can be. Now, here is your host, Donald Burns, the Restaurant Coach.
And welcome to the Restaurant Coach Podcast. It is the cure for the common restaurant. Today, what I want to do, I want to share the story about how the title of my first book, Your Restaurant Sucks, came to be. Actually, you know, it was originally titled Restaurant Unleashed. My editor, Doug Crow, he didn't like it. And he did not like it at all. And honestly, I was a little upset because I really liked it. I mean, I liked it a lot. I even had mock book covers made. Now, I'm smart enough to know that, you know, when it comes to restaurants, I know quite a bit. And much of that came from nearly, you know, 4 decades in the restaurant industry. Now, in 2017, I didn't know shit about publishing a book. That's why I'd hired Doug. He'd worked with a couple friends who became best-selling authors, and with his help, you know, I thought I had a great chance too. I'm also a big believer in that if you want the best results, hire the best. So, Doug asked me to share a few stories about working with clients. And I told him, you know, one time I was working with a restaurant owner who was just, he was just bitching about everything. You know, his guests sucked, his town sucked, his server sucked, his hostess sucked, his cook sucked, his manager sucked. And after he finally got it all out, I just calmly said to him, you know, if your restaurant sucks, it's because you suck running it. And then I just sat there. Now, you know, he looked like he was going to punch me in the face. And I could see the anger in his eyes. And then something amazing happened. It turned into realization. He looked at me calmly and he said, you know, you're right. This is all my fault. And then after I told Doug that story, he said, that's it. And I said, what's it? He said, your restaurant sucks. And actually, that was it. You know, yeah, that owner played the part many owners do, and that's one of the victim. It's easy to look outside for reasons your restaurant is struggling or not reaching the level that you think it should be. It's hard to turn that anger around. You know, look in the mirror and to really admit that's you. There's a cold, hard reality of the restaurant business, and it's a really hard pill to swallow. Some restaurants just need to fail, and I hate to be kind of cold about that, but some restaurants just need to fail. The economy can only support a certain number of restaurants, and at its core, you know, all businesses must answer to the law of natural selection. The strong survive, and the weak become extinct. The biggest problem with the restaurant industry is that there's no qualification to start a restaurant except that you have money, okay? If you wanted to be a doctor or lawyer, you'd go to school, get your undergraduate, and then go for more school before having to graduate, you know, with your advanced degree, and then you even have to pass board exams to be able to practice. In the restaurant world, anyone with a checkbook can open a restaurant, and sadly, very sadly, many do. The restaurant world is a cold, mean, shark-infested industry that does not suffer fools. Business in general is brutal. Did you know that in the United States alone, 96% of businesses fail within 10 years? To open a restaurant in today's market, you have to be a little bit crazy. Now, I personally, I can understand and I can respect that drive. However, you need to be smart about it. Markets are not fair. There are restaurants in your market right now that have food and service that is average compared to what you're doing that are thriving. And then there's restaurants in your market right now that have great food and service that the place is empty like a ghost town. Having great food and great service does not make a great restaurant. You have to be able to tap into creating a culture that stands out. Why culture? Because that is really, truly the brand differential. Look at your market right now. You can buy food from the same vendors as every other restaurant around you. You all hire from the same labor pool. So what separates one from the other? And that is culture. Culture is created by you and the people that you surround yourself with. Now, as the restaurant owner or leader, chef, whatever your title is, you are the source creator of culture. Your restaurant is a reflection of you. When you understand that, then you can start to break free from where you are stuck and get to the next level. Your restaurant will never rise above your level of development as a leader. If you want more, you have to become more. What is the greatest force on earth that has the greatest influence on all of us? It is the freedom to choose. What changes our life is when we drop all the bullshit and we take action. So why don't we take action, even if we know it will improve our life? Basically fear. What do we got to do to get ourselves to do it? We got to make sure we push ourselves through it by making a real decision. The point in which change happens in your life and in your restaurant is all down to a decision. People ask me, hey coach, what does it take to change? Decide. And then you go, all right, that sounds pretty simple and basic. And if it was really that easy, I'd already have the restaurant I want, coach. And then I say, no, it is that easy. And you're still not doing it because you're not putting yourself in a position to decide. You see, a real decision is not like a preference. It's not like, you know, you say, yeah, I'll try it and see what happens. That's not a decision, okay? That is not a decision. Decision comes from the Latin word decere, and it means like incision. It means to cut off. So when you make a true decision, you cut off any possibility except for the thing that you're committed to. That is it. All change happens with a choice. You want to change your restaurant? Change it by making a decision. I know it sounds overly simplistic. I know it's 100 times harder than that, but that's where it all starts. That's where it all happens. People should all over themselves. I should cost out my menu. I should spend more time recruiting better talent. I should fire that negative energy vampire sucking the life out of my restaurant. Shooting doesn't change shit, okay? When it's a must, human beings find a way. It's a must when you say, you know what? I'm like Cortez. I'm burning the boats. I'm talking about a real decision where you will not go back. You want to take the island? You burn the freaking boats, okay? You take action. You follow through. You take the steps that are necessary to take an idea and translate it into reality. Make one real decision. Then take one action every day and turn that into physical reality. Now you go, but coach, you know, what if I do all that stuff and it doesn't work? Okay, what you learn, you make adjustments, you take new action, and that is what gets you closer to what you really want. Mistakes and learning are your greatest tools. The question is not, is it possible to get the restaurant and life you want? Yes, it is possible. But the real question is, have you made the decision? Have you made a decision where you're saying, I'm going to go all in? And then you say, you know what? I'm not quitting until I get there. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving in. I'll do whatever it takes to be successful. When you make that kind of decision, when you look in the mirror and when you tell yourself, you know, look, this is it. I'm done. I'll do whatever it takes. I guarantee you that is the day your journey to get the restaurant and the life you want begins to happen. Now, to help you get started, you need to have a realistic picture of where your restaurant is now. I developed a new tool called the Restaurant Checkup that will tell you at what stage your restaurant is at. And there's four stages of restaurants kind of success. And all restaurants fall into one of these four different stages. You're either struggling, surviving, thriving, or driving within your market. And each stage has its own symptoms and keys to success. With the right action plan, you can navigate from one stage to the other. With the right elements in place, you can stay out at those upper levels. And here's the thing, it's free to take the restaurant checkup, and you can have access to the link to take it on my website at www.therestaurantcoach.com. Head over today, take the checkup, okay? It only takes 10 minutes. And with that, I close with this. Restaurants become better when the people in them become better people. And that all starts with you.
Thanks for listening to the Restaurant Coach Podcast with Donald Burns. Tune in next time as we serve up more ways to maximize your potential. Visit our website at www.therestaurantcoach.com or download episodes at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Spotify.